Okay. Welcome to the Shir Aksava Kabbalah Parsha Shmini. Towards the very end of the Sedra, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Mem Dalet, after going through some of the halachas of Kashrus, and then some of the halachas that are related to Tumah V'Tahara, to purity and impurity, Pasuk tells us that don't become tummy through these various things that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed, you know, you become tummy if you touch. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am Hashem, your God. Viskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. You should sanctify yourselves, and you should be holy. Ki kadosh ani, because I, Hashem, am holy. And this, the Ksava Kabbalah quotes the Gemara in Brachos from Gimel Amud Beis that says viskadishtem elu mayim rishonim. Right, viskadishtem. You should sanctify yourself. Refers to the institution of washing before eating bread, and the Gemara there goes on to say, "V'yisem kedoshim, you should be holy." The second phrase refers to the concept of mayim achronim, of washing before one benches. Right now, it's true that Chazal tell us that the institution of netilas yadayim l'seuda, that washing one's hands prior to eating bread, is the takana. It's the din derabanan that was introduced as the Gemara by Shlomo HaMelech. In other words, it's not a din d'araisa. But nonetheless, the Torah finds an asmachta, a sort of a hint to this idea of washing both mayim rishonim and mayim achronim in the pasuk itself, v'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. So, writes the Aksava Kabbalah, v'liyos demikro zeh nema achar yisuri ma'acholos darshu le'inyim kedusha v'taru hatalui b'sa'udah. What prompted Chazal to interpret this pasuk as having anything to do with mayim rishonim and mayim achronim? I mean, after all, v'yiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, in context, you know, would not lead you to think, oh, wash your hands before you eat and wash your hands before you bench. That's certainly not the discussion in context in the psukim and the Torah itself. So it says the Aksava Kabbalah, first of all, we have to realize that what prompts Chazal to make this drasha is the fact that we've been talking about food. The psukim have been talking about macholos asuras, what you're allowed to eat, what you're not allowed to eat. So it's reasonable to interpret this kadishtem v'yistem kedoshim as also relating to some halacha that has to do with the meal, right? Inherently, there's nothing in the words v'yiskadishtem v'yistem kedoshim that would automatically lead you to say that we're talking about washing your hands, but we're talking about meal-related halachas. So Chazal dashed in this pasuk as related to the meal as well. V'af she'ein zeh drasha gemur kiyum asmachta, despite the fact that, as we said a moment ago, clearly, you know, this is not a full-fledged drasha. We don't think that netilas yadayim is da'araisa. We don't think that mayim achronim is da'araisa. Again, as we probably know, this is shita quoted in Shulchan Aruch that we may not need to do mayim achronim nowadays altogether. Right. In other words, mayim achronim was instituted because of the melach stomis, right? The sodomite salt. Everybody knows about sodomite salt. You know, there was this very piercing, blinding salt that people used to use when they ate, and it was important to wash one's hands away, you know, wash the salt away from one's hands at the end of the meal. We don't have that melach stomis anymore. Therefore, Tosfos brings an opinion, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that it's not obligatory to do mayim achronim anymore. So again, you know, it's hard to say that something is a daraisa if it's not even obligatory, you know, according to some opinions. But nonetheless, mikomakom roilo say salev al kalulam inyan atilas yadayim b'lashon kedusha. The fact that Chazal, even in a sort of loose sense, relate the concept of netilas yadayim to the concept of kedusha, this kadishtem, you should sanctify yourselves, is something which, you know, bears a little bit of examination. You know, what is the common denominator between the concept of kedusha and netilas yadayim? V'hine, we should realize that gam rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim shel kohanim min hakir. We know that the Kohanim had to wash their hands and feet from the Kiyor in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdosh before they went to do Avodah. And Chazal describe that process of washing one's hands and feet as kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, sanctifying the hands and the feet. That's not, by the way, the lashon of the Torah, right? It says in the Torah, v'rochatsu yodayim v'raglayim. They should wash their hands and feet, which is, again, the verb we would expect to be associated with that activity. Chazal utilized the term kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. So here, too, there's another association of washing body parts with the concept of kiddusha. Ki harichitsa min akir hanemar v'rochatsu aron uvarav imenu is yodayim v'raglayim. The pasuk, as we mentioned before, uses the verb v'rochatsu, they should wash. So tirgum unkel is v'yonosem b'yuzio v'yikadshun yes yedeyon ves ragleyon. If one looks even just into the targum, whether it's the targum unkel or the targum yonosem b'yuzio, the targum translates the word v'rochatsu, they should wash, as v'yikadshun, they should sanctify. So already in the targum, you know, which again is usually more of a literal translation, the word v'rochatsu is rendered not as they should wash, but rather they should sanctify. What's behind that? The Tam Targumam, Amar Ramban Shom. So the Ramban already there in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa comments on this translation of v'rochatsu as v'yikadshom, and he writes, "Lefishu rochitsu zo derech kavod shelamala." You know, this is not just when the Kohanim wash their hands and feet. It's not just hygienic. It's not just the surgical scrub, you know, before they're going to go into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a way of showing honor to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because, as the Ramban goes on to say, Ki kol hakarev l'shulchan melachim l'shores v'liga b'pas bag melech uvayayin mishtoyo. Anyone who comes close to the royal table to serve the king, to touch his food, and to handle his wine, rochets yodav tchila. He has to wash his hands first. Ba'agur hayos hayodai maskani osein. We know that hands tend to get all over the place. So if you're serving the king, you know, it's a way of showing honor to the king to wash one's hand before serving him. Now again, in our own day and age, you know, anyone who's involved in food preparation, we hope, is washing their hands. Certainly if you go into any restaurant, I shouldn't say any restaurant, you go into any half-decent restaurant, they are supposed to have a sign, you know, that says all employees must wash their hands, you know, before handling the food items. If the Department of Health comes by and they see that they're not washing their hands before they handle the food, so, you know, the restaurant will be shut down at least for a week, you know, before they reopen again. You know, but the Ramban is describing an earlier era where, you know, they didn't have running water readily available, and people preparing food, for better or for worse, did not always wash their hands. But, you know, if you're serving the king, you know, even then, you know, you had to wash your hands. That was not necessarily for hygienic reasons, but just simply as a way of showing honor to the king and respect for the king whom you were serving. So says the Ramban, that's why the washing of the hands and feet of the Kohanim is not simply washing, it's v'yikadshun, they're sanctifying, because the washing of the hands is meant to show honor to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Kohanim, so to speak, are coming close to the table of Hashem, the Mizbeach. They are handling, so to speak, the food of Hashem, the drink of Hashem, the karbonos, the menachos, the nesachim, you know, they're handling the food, as it were, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly if you were serving an earthly king and handling his food, you would wash his hands. So this washing of the hands is v'yikadshun. They're sanctifying their hands because it's a way of acknowledging that they're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's true, the Ramban is writing that in the context of washing one's hands as a kohen prior to doing the avodah. So that applies as well, goes on the Ksav HaKabbalah to say, to the whole concept of washing one's hands, of Netilas Yadayim, prior to a meal. And he says as follows, Hine kamosh nikra'a harechitza min akir b'shem kiddush liyoso derech kavod shel amala. So just as the Kohanim washing their hands from the kiyur is called kiddush, sanctification, because it's a way of showing kavod to Hashem, kocha re'u chazal gross rechitza sayodayim la'achila gam kem b'shem kiddusha. So Chazal said, just extending that idea a little bit, when you wash your hands to eat a regular meal, nothing to do with the avod and the mikdash, but even when he just washed your hands to eat a regular meal, that's also kedusha. That's the hiskadish them. Liyos to adam is karev l'shulchan lecho bepasvag malko shel olam. V'hu derech kavod shel malu l'rchov siyadov tchila. Because let's be honest, as the Aksava Kabbalah, when you come to your own table to eat food, to drink, who put that food there? Who's the master of that food ultimately? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're handling any food to eat it, it behooves you to wash your hands to sow kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who granted you the food. Right? So that's, you know, in a sense, what Chazal are doing, you know, just to elaborate on the Aksava Kabbalah, Chazal say that the shulchan of a person is a mizbeach in a certain sense. Now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, says the Gemara, shulchano shel adam chaper olav, a person's table atones for him the way the mizbeach did once upon a time. So by washing one's hands prior to sitting down to a meal, one is engaging in an activity not so different than what the Kohanim were doing when they were Mekadosh Yedeim V'Ragleihem. They would wash their hands and feet prior to doing the Avodah. Again, obviously there are distinctions. We don't wash our feet prior to the meal. You know, we only wash for bread, which is considered to be the mainstay of a Seuda. You know, a person is not obligated to wash his hands for every kind of food item that he's going to eat. But again, the idea that a Seuda specifically, again, for most of history, if you're going to have a meal means having bread. You know, anything that doesn't involve bread is simply a snack. Having a meal means that you're sitting down at the table, you're in a sense serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the food itself is all Hashem's food. The Gemara says before you make the bracha, Hashem ha'aretz u'mlo'a, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the food belongs to Hashem. So you're imitating the Kohanim by washing your hands in that way. V'shem kedusha in yano his alus v'hisrelmimus. Kedusha means that the person is elevated. Where do we see that? Kimo nikdash bitstaka shu nirdof im vayigba. There's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya, the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, which most of us know because it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening. Vayigba Hashem svakos v'mishpot v'amelech hakadosh nikdash bitstaka. Right? God was elevated through mishpot, through justice, and the holy king nikdash bitzaka. So clearly vayigba and nikdash in that pasuk are meant to be almost synonymous with one another. Vayigba means he was elevated, he was uplifted. So nikdash also means he was elevated, he was uplifted. Now, by the way, the reason that the Haksav HaKabbalah has to stress this is because we know that kadosh is also translated as separate. Right, Rashi writes at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tiyu, Prushim Havu, Hevu Prushim in Oarayos. You should separate yourselves from illicit relations. So Kadosh carries the connotation of separate, but Kadosh also carries, in different contexts perhaps, Kadosh also carries the connotation of elevated, of uplifted. So here this Kaddish there means elevate yourselves through Netilas Yadayim. Right, so it makes sense, right? And certainly the idea of washing before davening, in a sense, is even closer to the Kohanim washing their hands and feet, you know, prior to the Avodah. I think the point that he's bringing out is that as much as tefillah is an Avodah, in a sense, sitting down to a Seudah is also an Avodah, right? It's also something in which we elevate ourselves, because every Seuda, in a sense, is taking part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bounty, his food, you know, and we treat that opportunity with a tremendous degree of respect, which manifests itself in the Tilas Yadayim. Yeah.
Is the Kedusha that existed in earlier years because the Beis HaMikdash stood? I mean, I'm missing the point exactly. Why in the Tzava Kabbalah time is the question, how do we acquire Kedusha when in earlier years the confusion was more readily available.
So his point is more of a linguistic point, meaning we see that Chazal describe washing the hands with the term Kedusha, right? And as the Targum says that when the Kohanim wash their hands, the Aramaic translation for washing is V'yikadshu, they should sanctify. And we see that Chazal are interpreting this pasuk, this Kaddishtem, you should sanctify yourselves, as you should wash your hands before you eat bread. So along those lines, Achsav HaKabbalah is saying the definition of the word Kedusha means to elevate oneself. So in other words, one is elevating oneself, you know, before eating a meal. The Kohanim are elevating themselves. You know, that's what it means, that they're sanctifying themselves before they go in and they do the Avodah.
So Kedusha is readily available for those who wash their hands before a meal.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's readily available. The definition of washing one's hands prior to a meal is Kedusha, which means elevating oneself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't we wash our faces? Wasn't the point of washing your hands for touching truma? I mean, it wasn't just for we wash our hands because by the time when we're going to kill again, kind of, there should be.
Right.
It wasn't for just ordinary food. We don't want to spoil the truma.
Right.
Bring so much to it.
Right. So again, you know, Chazal had Shlomo HaMelech had specific reasons why he introduced the idea of Netilas Yadayim. I'm not sure if this is the primary reason, but it's clear that by linking Netilas Yodayim to the word V'hiskadishtem, you know, Chazal is saying it's not simply a technical fear about being Matame Truma, you know, it is that, but, you know, there's also a sort of more Hashkafic concept of elevating oneself before the Seuda, which is at play with Netilas Yodayim as well. Yeah. And you want the other people to stay at the studio.
There are people who do wash their feet from
other religions, right? So, I mean, the truth is, I think it goes to Yaakov's point, meaning, since on a very technical level, the idea of washing one's hands was not to be metame the food, you know, mishum strach truma. If you were handling truma, you would potentially be metame it if you didn't wash your hands. You're handling the food with your hands, not with your feet. So the only real halachic need in terms of tumah v'tahara to sanctify oneself, you know, to wash the hands, is to wash the hands. However, in a kind of, again, a broader sense, you know, this drasha is bringing out that the idea of washing one's hands also has this element of elevating oneself in a kind of, you know, more, you know, less technical and more hashkafic kind of sense. So he then says as follows: Mitzuraf lezeki anshei ma'ilu miskadshim atzman ba'achila atzma. And the truth is, people of spiritual stature elevate themselves through the very act of eating. Ki einenu lahem la'arevus kashmiyusam l'mali tavosam. If you're a person of spiritual attainment, you don't just eat in order to satisfy your physical urges. When a person who's a person of stature sits down to eat, he's thinking spiritual thoughts. He's thinking, look, I need to eat in order to survive, in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about, you know, this type or that type of, you know, it's about serving Hashem. In other words, you know, the act of eating, properly viewed, can be a profoundly spiritual act. Kafi mitzvah baram, as God tells us. K'ma'amorim, as Chazal tell us, and Yevamos, Kadesh Atzmucho b'mutter loch. Even with those things which are not mitzvos, which are just optional, nonetheless, we should invest a degree of Kedusha in those things and try to Kadesh Atzmucho, to elevate ourselves, you know, even with regard to the quote-unquote neutral, you know, things or life that are not Averos, but are not necessarily mitzvos either. We can take seemingly neutral activities and transform them into mitzvahs, in a sense. Shubichlau mitzvahs asei, kedoshim tiyu. And that directive, try to sanctify the mundane things in your life, is included in the Torah's mitzvah kedoshim tiyu. What's kedoshim tiyu? Shamechuvim bolios kadoshim parashim l'shatev shumai revis v'anor b'pula gashmius k'mo shekosav tisham. As he's going to write in Parashas Kedoshim, kedoshim tiyu means as much as possible, separate ourselves from being merely concerned with physicality and try to elevate ourselves to embrace a more spiritual perspective, even on the mundane things that we're doing. So here the Ksav HaKabbalah is taking both definitions of Kedusha and sort of combining them. Kedusha means to separate oneself. Kedusha means to elevate oneself. Real Kedusha means disengaging to a degree from the mundane physical world in which we live. Again, obviously not entirely. You know, we are creatures of this world. You know, we have to eat, we have to sleep, you know, we have to work, we have to do things, right? But in other words, disengage ourselves from a exclusive preoccupation with those things and elevate ourselves to take those activities and turn them into something which is more spiritual. So the act of Kedusha is both disengagement as well as elevation, self-elevation. V'nei k'moshe miskadshim atzmam v'achila atzmah, k'acha he miskadshim v'chinim atzmam eleha, v'ol seloma b'rechitzosam v'machsheres hosam l'kedushas v'ulosam. So, once you realize that the act of eating can be transformed into something very spiritual, so by washing our hands prior to the eating, that's a preparation to make this act of eating not just simply a way of fulfilling our physical desires, but of elevating ourselves as well. Okay, so that's part one of what he wants to present over here. The act of washing in preparation for avoda, in preparation for eating, can be described as kedusha because it helps elevate ourselves when we're about to engage in something which is significant.
So many of the rationales that he gave would be relevant for Netilas Yadayim before the meal, but then how would you tie it into the Mayim Achronim or the Netila after the meal?
Right, so I think Mayim Achronim after the meal, it's preparation for benching. Right? In other words, what's the point of Mayim Achronim? So, you know, one way of looking at Mayim Achronim is that, again, we, you know, the very, very sort of mundane thing, you know, our hands are dirty, we have the sodomite salt, smell of somas, on our hands. So we want to wash away what's there, you know, so that we won't have any problems going forward. But another way to look at Mayim Achronim, which is related to V'yisem Kedoshim, is to see Mayim Achronim as a preparation for benching. Benching is the one bracha that is certainly a daraisa, right? So again, we sometimes you know, tend to kind of make short shrift of benching. Oh, you know, I have an appointment in you know, 3.5 minutes, so I'm going to bench really fast, you know. Or even if we don't do that, we you know, we sort of see benching as something we, you know, are told that we have to pay in order to, you know, eat this meal. You know, I wanted to have a sandwich. I really wanted to have a sandwich. So the price of having a sandwich is Nebuch. You have to bench. You know, we can't sometimes see it that way. But benching is an incredible thing. It's an opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Mayim Achronim, in a sense, is hachana, is preparation for benching. The shita of the Gra, which most people don't follow, but the shita of the Gra is that you're supposed to wash Mayim Achronim the same way you wash Mayim Rishonim. In other words, not like that, not that they passed around that little thing and you spill 3 drops of water on your fingertips. No, the Gra would go over to the sink. I don't know what he went over to exactly, but he took a, you know, he took a big thing of water and he poured it on his hands the same way that he would wash for Mayim Rishonim. And if you go from the perspective of that Mayim Achronim is the Yisem Kedoshim, that you're sanctifying yourself, it makes sense. You know, it makes sense that the Mayim Achronim should be performed in the same way that the Mayim Rishonim is being performed. Okay. Then he moves on to the following phrase, which we use all the time. V'hinei novo gamkein l'chlau das l'kriyas inyan v'chitzas ha'yadayim l'suda b'shem netila k'murgal b'divrei chazal. Chazal, as we know, refer to washing one's hands before eating as netilas yodayim. V'gam nusach ha'brocha al netilas yodayim. Right? That's the brocha, of course, that we make. Shetzarech biur. If you think about it, what does that language mean? Netila means to pick something up. You're not picking up your hands. Some people do pick up their hands, but that, you know, if you were to ask somebody, what are you doing? You'd say, I'm washing my hands. So why don't we call it Rechitzas Yodayim? Or why don't we make the bracha Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al Rechitzas Yodayim? What's this al Netilas Yodayim? So the truth is, the Ksav HaKabbalah is not the first one to ask this. This question is already raised by the Rishonim. The Rosh raises the question, the Aruch raises the question, and they write that the point of the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is to say that you have to wash your hands with a kli. You have to use a vessel to wash your hands. One word for a vessel in Aramaic is a natla. So say the Rosh and the Aruch, the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim is a play on words. It's a way of saying on washing our hands with a vessel. Al Rechitzas Yadayim Benatla. So that, again, the Rishonim write like that. The Aksava Kabbalah is not so happy with that explanation. He says Hu Dochak Godol. It's a very strained interpretation for a couple of reasons. Ki lo yitochein lomar shal shem sharechitza tzricha kli azu lashem rechitza shehi ikaris ubacharu lashem netila al shem akli levad she'enu el adover matzura fi rechitza. Good. So the word natla means kli, and you're washing your hands with a kli. But ikar chaser min ha-sefer, ikar chaser min ha-brocha, what you're doing is washing your hands. So, I mean, the way the bracha translates according to the Rosh is, you know, Hasher Kiddushom Mitzvosov Yitzvivonu, God commanded us to, on the utensiling of our hands. What's the utensiling of our hands? On the vesseling of our hands. No, that's not the point. The point is we wash our hands. Yeah, it has to be halacha, you know. I mean, you know, you have to use a vessel. There are a lot of halachas. Halacha called kolach gavra, you know, that you can't just stick your hands underneath a waterfall and wash them that way. That you have to use some kind of human force in terms of getting the water onto your hands. There are a lot of halachas with Atilas Yadayim. We don't invoke all of the halachas as part of the bracha. The bracha focuses on the main act that you're doing. So, you know, again, why would you make the bracha in such a way that it ignores the act of washing and somehow relates to the act of, you know, washing your hand, of using a kli? One could add other kashas to this also. First of all, you know, if we were to go down the street and ask the average person, quick, word association, Hebrew word for kli, or Hebrew word for vessel, I don't know how many people would answer, natla, like that. That's not the word that comes to mind. And that was Aramaic. The Lashon of the Brachos is all in Hebrew. So again, the Rishonim say it, the Rosh and the Aruch say it, but the, you know, there are various reasons why it's hard to explain that that's really, 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 really what the Lashon of Al Netilas Yadayim means. Omnam. Lefish Masha Omru Chazal Kol Anena Me'olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Ma'al V'Kodshei Shomayim Shenemar Lashem Ha'aretz Dumloa Uksiv Ha'aretz Nosel V'nei Adam Kan kodem abrocha, kan la achar brocha. The amru bi Yushalmi, mochalto veirachto, ki ilu mishalcha ochalto. Ubiperek kol kisve amrinon. Kishahayu manicham ashochan, hayu omra Hashem arz umloa. Kshu misalkan ashochan, va arz nasan levnei adam. He quotes a number of mamari chazal that basically all say the same basic idea. All the food belongs to God before you make the bracha. Once you make the bracha, that's your heter, so to speak, to be able to eat from the food which is placed before you. The Amru Chazal, and Chazal tell us, again as we noted before, Netilas Yadayim Mishum Strach Truma Tiknu. The reason that Shlomo HaMelech instituted Netilas Yadayim was because of a concern about making Truma Tameh. The Kemosha Hayu HaKohanim Tzrichim Taharas Yadayim Lachilas Trumas V'Kodesh, just as the Kohanim had to wash their hands before they ate Truma or Karbonos. Kein hitzrichu taharas yadayim leachilas tchulin, shehu kodem abrocha gam kein kodshe shamayim. In a similar way, Chazal, Shlomo HaMelech said that you have to wash your hands before ordinary bread. Why? Because the bread belongs to Hashem before you make the bracha. In other words, you have to wash your hands according to Torah law before you eat truma or kodshim. But all chulin, before you make the bracha, on a certain level, is kodshim. It belongs to Hashem. Hashem ha'aretz umloa. Before you make the bracha, the food belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'asr lechol kodshei shamayim b'yadayim mesulavos. And you're not allowed to eat kodshim with dirty hands. Im kein al yidei rechitzas yadayim b'mayim huchshiru ligar ba'ochlin shem kodshei shamayim. Mashal ha'yu re'uyim aleim kodem rechitzasam. So in other words, washing the hands allows you to now handle that which is kodshei shamayim. But rechitzo goremes liyodayim milo viromus lehenos al yadayim milechem gavoa. And the washing elevates the hands. In which way does the washing elevate the hands? The washing now gives the hands the right to handle kodshei shamayim. So how do you indicate the fact that the hands are being elevated? So writes the Haksava Kabbalah, so that's why tiknu nusach habracha al netilas yodayim. Netilas yodayim means lifting up the hands, not lifting up the hands in a physical sense, but elevating the status of the hands, giving the hands now a new and more exalted status that will allow them to touch that which on a certain level is kodshei shamayim, food that really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'romim es hayodayim, to lift up the hands, u'l'nasom ipchislus erkom, to elevate them from what previously had been their lowly status, u'l'hispaseik b'kodshei shamayim. Right, ki notal in yono hisnasus visromus malo. The word notal means to lift up and to elevate. Vayinatlem vayinatlem koyume olam. The pasuk says in Yeshaya that God lifted up and carried the Jewish people forever and ever. So that we'll see. Bez Hashem will pick up after Ma'ariv. You know, the lashon of al netilas yodayim, according to the Haksava Kabbalah, really means God commanded us concerning the uplifting of the hands, the elevating of the hands, the giving the hands an exalted status which they did not have beforehand, unrelated to the idea of the natla or the kli, the way the Rosh Hashanah Aruch suggests.
For any breakfast in any food, one should wash the hands?
Right, so the question is, why is it unique to bread? So maybe Be'ez Hashem, when we pick up, we'll try to address that. Yeah, you know. Okay, welcome to the second half of the Shir, Haksava Kabbalah and Parsha Shmini. The Haksava Kabbalah starting point, as we saw, was the drasha of Chazal that the Hiskadishtem in the Sedra refers to Natilas Yodayim, it refers to washing hands before bread. And the Haksava Kabbalah basically explained that the Hiskadishtem, or Kedusha in general, means for a person to elevate himself. When a person comes to eat a Seuda, characterized by bread, really fundamentally it's true of any food, but it sounds like Chazal only instituted this with regard to bread, because bread is the main Seuda, or the main act of having a meal. A person essentially has to elevate himself before partaking of that food, because after all, the food before the bracha really, in a sense, belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really kodshei shamayim. It's really, in a sense, karbonos. It's only after the bracha that we're given the food that it becomes ours. That's why washing one's hands is an act of elevation. Washing one's hands also elevates the hands in the sense that it gives them an exalted status, where now they are able to touch this food without fear of being metame it. And that's the lashon of Netilas Yodayim, right? It's the Haksava Kabbalah. Netilas Yodayim means to elevate, to uplift the hands. It does not refer to using a kli, a vessel, which is the way the Rosh and the Aruch explain the Lashon of Netilas Yodayim. Rather, it refers to the elevation which the hands themselves are experiencing, through the process of Netilas Yodayim. So in other words, Netilas Yodayim does refer to the actual act. It's not just some kind of secondary, you know, issue about using a kli, but the very act of washing one's hands is an act of elevating one's hands, and hence the lashon Netilas Yodayim is as appropriate as it is. The Ksava Kabbalah continues with Derech Zo Yisbar Gam Kein Nusach Birkas Netilas Yodayim DeShacharis. The fact that we wash our hands in the morning, as we do, and make a brach of Al Netilas Yodayim, is also explained in this way. Shaharosh Nidchak Bozeharbe. The Rosh was very bothered by the lashon Netilas Yodayim that we use when washing our hands in the morning. Why? Because according to the Rosh, again, this is not universally agreed upon, but the Rosh is of the opinion that washing one's hands in the morning does not require a kli. It's clear that washing one's hands for bread does require a kli, but washing one's hands in the morning, it's not as clear that it requires a kli. And indeed, the Rosh's position is that it does not require a kli. So if that's the case, then the Rosh really has a problem with the brach of Al Netilas Yodayim that we make when we wash our hands in the morning, because the whole point of Al Netilas Yodayim
according to the Rosh, is because of the Natla, because of the Kli that we're using. But here you're telling me you make the bracha of Anatilus Yadayim, and you're not obligated to make a Kli. So how does that work? The Kosav, after the Boyin Kli, Anatilus Yadayim Shal Shacharis, Mim Kamokom Lo Shinu HaBracha Mibirkos Anatilus Yadayim Lusuda. So the Rosh has to pull one of the low plugs, and basically the Rosh says, you're right, you know, fundamentally speaking, the bracha of Al Natilas Yadayim shouldn't apply to Natilas Yadayim Shal Shacharis because Lishitoso, his position is it doesn't require a Kli. But you know what? Once they made the bracha with such a language, they kept the bracha even in cases where the language doesn't apply. Off the bat, you see that there are difficulties, you know, in that explanation. So the Aksav HaKabbalah says one could explain differently. Omnom anu mefarshim lashon Natilas o gamken inyan hisnasus v'Yisrael mimus. If you go with our explanation, says the Aksav HaKabbalah, that Natila means uplifting, elevating, it fits in beautifully with the idea of Natilas Yudayim Shal Shacharis. Ki kol birchus ha-shachar kigon ha-nosein la-sech li-vino v'chol ha-sha'or asher al-seder ha-olam v'his-han-ha-gosov heimo kavonazo. All of the brachos we say in the morning, asher nosam la-sech li-vino, etc., 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 all relate to the idea of elevation. V'gam aleim shayach ma'amorom kol anene me'olam hazeh b'lo bracho kilu nene mikod shei shomayim. To take advantage of anything in this world is, you know, to take advantage of things that belong to God. So in other words, the food in the world belongs to God, and therefore, you know, for us to handle the food is like handling Kodshei Shamayim, that which belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by the same token, the clothes that we have were granted us by God. The ability that we have to walk around was granted us by God. The ability that we have to put on a belt, the ability that we have to put on a head covering, all of the things that we make the Birchas HaShachar for, again, we know that the Gemara says that the Birchas HaShachar were originally not recited the way we recite them today, one after another. The Birchas HaShachar were recited in conjunction with the morning routine. You know, you opened your eyes, you say, Pokeach Ivrim, you put on your clothes, Malbish Harumim, you know, you put on your shoes, Sha'asa Likot Sarchi. You know, you put on your belt, Ozer Yisrael Bigvur, you put on your hat, Oter Yisrael Bistifara. So all of those things also are given to us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, we have to sanctify ourselves before taking part of these things. Kemo shekosav harashba b'tshuva. As the Rashba writes in a well-known tshuva, Tzorich babokir li toyor b'kli. The Rashba says you have to wash Negel Vaster in the morning using a Kli. The Rashba holds you do need a Kli, which is why we use a Kli in the morning, although the Rosh holds we don't. Why do we have to wash our hands in the morning? So says the Rashba, L'fish b'shachar anu nasim kiber yuchadosha. Every morning we become a new creature. We are created anew. Diksiv chadoshim lab karim rabo emunasecha. Utsrichin anu lahodos lo yisbarach al shibra anu lichvod al shar solvarich bishmo. We have to give thanks to Hashem who created us for His glory, to serve Him and to bless His name. All of the birchas hashachar, says the Rashba, are giving thanks to God for the new day, for the fact that we have yet another opportunity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before we start our day of serving Hashem, we have to sanctify ourselves. And just as the Kohen washes his hands from the Kiyor before he starts his Avodah, we wash our hands in the morning before we're ready to engage in Avodas Hashem. So what is the washing of hands in the morning? It is the Netilas Yodayim. It is the elevating of our mundane hands to now give them a new status by which they are prepped to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Netilas Yodayim is as relevant, according to the Rashba especially, for the bracha on the Netilas Yodayim that we do in the morning as it is for the Netilas Yodayim we do during the course of the day. The Rosh says there's no Kli in the morning. So the lashon of Netilas Yadayim doesn't really apply. Yeah, but if Netila means uplifting, elevating, you know, with the Rashba's explanation at hand especially, we are elevating and uplifting our hands in the morning. Yeah.
What is the purpose of a Kli?
According to the Rashba, the washing of hands in the morning is supposed to imitate the Kohen washing his hands from the Kiyur. So the Kli essentially takes the place of the Kiyur, which they had in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's according to the Rashba, the role of the Kli. Then he writes, V'isav imachulta Rashbi, the Zohar writes as follows, the Yadoi de Barnash Zuama de Mesivu Ishtar Behu, that when a person goes to sleep at night, there is a Ruach Ra'ah, there's a ruach of tumah, a spirit of uncleanliness, which rests upon the hands, as the notal lahon, until you wash them. Because notal lahon kedeng is kaddish vikri kaddish, and when you wash your hands properly in the morning, you are sanctified and called holy. Adi saver zuam ami al yadoi lo yivareich, until the filth, the impurity is removed from your hands, you should not make a bracha. The okimno to begin kach adlo is kaddish bar nash yidoy b'tzafer ikri tame, and we are taught that until a person sanctifies, there's that word again, his hands in the morning, he's called tame. But kevin is kaddish ikri tar, but once he washes his hands, the person is called tar, he's called pure. The kud shagricho boy l'dakol only yisrael mehavi kaddishin. God wants to purify the Jewish people that we should be holy. D'ksiv. Right, the pasuk says, "I will sprinkle upon you purifying waters, and you will be pure." It happens to be this week's haftarah for Parshas Parah. So, what do we see from this Zohar? So he writes, the washing of the hands in the morning causes the hands to go from a state of spiritual impurity to a state of spiritual purity. The Al Shem Biyosom Al Yedei Rechitzo Lema'alo Rama Kazo, and since the washing elevates the hands to this elevated status, Lios Tar, Lisa Shem Shamayim Asfasab L'Varach Bishmo. According to the Zohar, you can't say the Shem Hashem. You can't make a bracha until you wash your hands. Right? Some point out that according to the Gemara, it doesn't seem that that's the case. The Gemara says that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you say is Elokai Neshama. Right, which sounds like you're saying the Shem Hashem even before you wash your hands. But the Zohar insists that in order to say the Shem Hashem, to make a bracha in the morning, you have to wash your hands first, which is our practice. So the washing of the hands elevates you to be able to say the Shem Hashem. It's a real elevation of the person. So Shapir Tiknu Anusuch Al Natilus Yodayim Rav Salome Ramos Hayodayim Yisnasusam Lema'alo Roma. So by washing the hands, you've really elevated your hands, and by extension yourself to such an elevated plateau, that now you're able to say the Shem Hashem and to make brachos. No. Okay. V'yesh smach was there, mimash yitzrichu chachmei ho'emes hakbaras ha'yodayim l'malo. Bein b'natilos yodayim d'shachris, bein b'natilos yodayim d'se'uda. You know, as I already mentioned before, there's a practice that people have when they wash, either in the morning or especially before bread, to literally lift their hands and to say, Se'uyadechem kodesh, baruch hu es Hashem. Lift up your hands that are holy and praise Hashem. That concept of literally raising the hands, he says, is based on the Arizal. And the concept, he says, is l'rameis b'hagbo agashmis el ha'hisnasus haruch neshebohem. The idea behind that is to physically demonstrate the spiritual elevation which the hands are experiencing. In other words, by picking up the hands, you're showing in a physical way what's happening to the hands on a spiritual level. The same thing with the pasuk. Su'u yadeichem kodesh. Your hands are being lifted up and are being holy as a result. Hine yisbar b'loshon atila atzma inyas kadshus v'kra dismich olav l'atilus yodayim v'kavon achas l'shem inin romus v'yisnastus. So basically, bottom line, the idea of netilas yodayim and kiddush yodayim, again, which are used somewhat interchangeably as terms to describe the washing, both really mean the same thing. Kiddush means raising up, netilas means raising up, netila means raising up, and the idea behind both of them is that the washing of the hands is not merely hygienic, but again, elevates and lifts up the hands in a spiritual way to a status which they did not have previously.
So no sense of possible on the VA 74. Air has to be quick upwards. If you wash it,
right. Very good. You know, the rechitza is the
prerequisite.
The prerequisite, right, for coming into this.
So the difference? Rechitz in the morning, you don't make a bracha until after you dry your hands, and the rechitz of a bread you make it after you be washing all your dry hands, or as you're drying your hands.
It could be the difference is as follows, you know. Part of the reason we wash, part of the reason we make the bracha by Netilas Yadayim with Seuda prior to the drying is to enable the bracha to be over L'Asiyasa, meaning that the drying is also part of the process of the mitzvah. There's less of a concern that the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim by Netilas Yadayim Shel Shacharis be over L'Asiyasa, because many people anyway have the minug that they wash in the morning and they delay staying Al Netilas Yadayim till part of the Birchas HaShachar. In other words, you know, some people have the minug, they wash and they use the bathroom in the morning, they don't make the bracha, and then they come to shul and without washing, they just make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim and all the brachas there. So the same way that we say Pokeach Ivrim much later in the morning, even though we've opened our eyes for at least, you know, 3.5 minutes before we came to shul and we daven Shacharis, right? So you know, so in other words, there's a mesorah for not being so concerned about over L'Asiyasa. So it could be that you know, that would be relevant in terms of this distinction as well.
The whole procedure is different.
You know, the 2 and 2 versus 3. Yeah. So the three and three in the morning is because this idea of the three somehow affects the ruach ra'ah. Right. So it isn't the concept of ruach ra'ah by Netilas Yadayim with Seuda. Yeah.
There's something about people raising their hands because they don't want the water to drip off their fingers. It's
right.
To run down your wrist.
Right. Right. So you're correct. In a halachic sense, the idea of lifting up one's hands is to try to ensure that the water is not going to spill back down and recontaminate the hands. You know, so there is halachic basis to the practice as well. However, the Arizal gives it more of a Kabbalistic twist, you know, to Davka lift up the hands. And again, there are ways to position the hands that the water doesn't run back down the hands without physically really lifting them up. The Arizal's insistence on lifting them up, you know, really relates to this Kabbalistic idea. Okay.
The other thing is, I noticed a big problem. I noticed that somehow some people never grow out of it. In the kindergarten, what they do is they get everybody to wash, and then if the hands are dry, then they still
grow.
I've caught kids at teenagers that still do it the same way that the kids when they were kindergarten.
Right. Yeah, maybe we should talk to the kindergarten teachers. You know, maybe that's what we should be doing. Okay, Beseda. We'll wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos, and we will see everybody, Be'ezus Hashem, next week on Wednesday, if not earlier. Okay, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha Omer.